You see a difference then after the civil rights bills, did they affect the school system, such as the 1957 or the 1960 civil rights legislation? What impact did it have?
Very little.
The facilities were still?
Very little. You see, the only impact was a guy named George McGrew sued the Waco ISD, and you could not see a great deal of impact. Now, you mentioned about facilities. Unless you know what the other fellas getting, you don't know. Could I give you a personal experience? I served as chairman of the Social Studies Department at A.J. Moore High, and we had I met with the chairman of the Social Studies Department at University and at Richfield and at Waco High. And the person who was in charge of the meeting, I noticed that he had a material in a box, and the name was on the box. Well, if the facilities were identical, I saw no need of writing the name on the box. So I was curious, you know. I wanted to know what I could see, what is in my box later. But I was interested in seeing the facilities in that box. A very fair-minded lady, I grew to like her very much. She picked up a record of the United States Constitution, and she told the person in charge, she asked me if I had one, and I said no. And she told the person in charge, I'm going to give mine to Mr. Wilburn. You gave me one last week. And the person obviously was embarrassed. Now understand me, she didn't know it existed. I didn't know it existed, but the person who made the purchase was so sure that she would have enough, he gave her two. And of course, I was the one that was left out. Now, had she not mentioned it, I would have not have known that it existed. And usually that was the way it was.